chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle, and I have a very special guest with me here today.
I'm very special.
You are very special, but just today.
Yeah.
Just no, every day. Every day. Torin. Torin is here to help me out today. Why don't you say a little bit about yourself?
Well, my,
why are you special, Torin?
Why am I special? I'm special for many reasons. I won't go into all of them. I'm the lead singer for The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
A band that I play.
Band.
quite frequently on the show. If anybody's heard my show before, I'm sure they're very well acquainted with your band.
And for that, I'm thankful.
Thank you, Torin. And Torin is also, are you the organizer for?
I'm one of the co-organizers
for.
One of the co-organizers for
a very special event that is happening December 6th, which I've also talked about. But just in case you haven't heard about it yet.
Cthulhu Palooza, or Cthulhu Palooza, mm-hmm. if that's your preferred pronunciation.
It doesn't matter.
It's a big show that's happening on December 6th at the Rio Theater. There's going to be a rock band competition with some awesome prizes mm-hmm. donated by our sponsors. And I can tell you about our sponsors a little later. and then they're going to be showing some movies, mm-hmm. like The Call of Cthulhu, which I think you also mentioned on your last show, the silent film.
I believe I did, yeah.
1995.
It's an amazing film.
2005 or something like that.
Yeah, it was put out a couple years ago. By the
H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. Yes.
And they put together a black and white silent film. And it has an amazing score. And I thought they did a really good job with it.
For sure.
So perhaps you haven't seen it, and perhaps you would like to see it on a giant.
Yes, the way that it was meant to be made, maybe.
Maybe. We'll just say that it was.
It's probably meant to be viewed on a DVD because they probably never thought they would be on a big screen. But
Do they know that you're...
They gave me permission to screen it, so you could say that the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society are sponsoring Cthulhu Palooza.
Are any of them coming down for the event?
No, they're not, sadly.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, waited.
Did you...
should we tell more about the show insofar as that the Darks of Hillside tickets will be playing at the end of the show?
At the end of Cthulhu Palooza,
yeah. That's the climax, if you will. Yeah.
So how is it going to start out? Does it start out with the screening first? Or
it
do you
starts
start
out with
rock
some
band?
Rock band, a couple hours, competition, but also casual play, you know?
Your ticket gets
you everything.
Are people only allowed to play, because the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets have a song featured on Guitar Hero, Rock Band.
Yes.
And... are they only allowed to play that song?
No, they can play. The rules and regulations are all on the website, CthulhuPalooza.com. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know how to spell that, so I don't need to go into that. you basically put your band together and choose what songs you want to play. But the bonus is if you win and you want to, then you can perform with the band during.
Do you have to face off the band?
No.
What?
Well,
come on.
It depends. Do you have actual instruments? Because the way it works is a couple of the people in the band are mm-hmm. good at Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Some of them had never played it before until we were at the Penny Arcade Expo and we got up on stage to play it. So that was quite a spectacle.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. If you happen to...
I was really hoping that the final round would be like the group that made it to the end versus.
Well, it depends how. Band. If their name is longer than ours, then they automatically win.
Awesome. What was I going to say? And so, did you want to say a bit? Now, the song featured on Rock Band is called
Shh. Yes.
And this has never been released before? Is this?
This is exclusive to Rock Band, yeah. So, I don't think it's been playing on the radio before.
So is it an old song that you guys just decided to release, or is it a new one that you recorded?
We recorded it along with The Shadow of Tim, all the tracks for Shadow of Tim, mm-hmm. But we didn't put it on the album because it was not related to the narrative of The Shadow of Tim. As you may know, mm-hmm. it's a big story. It's a rock opera.
I think I did talk about that once, but then I realized I was getting like really nerdy and maybe not everyone was following.
Yeah, it is pretty nerdy.
Yeah, but that's okay. We are all nerds.
Somewhere deep inside.
Somewhere deep inside.
Let the nerd in you out.
And come to Cthulhu Palooza, December 6th.
Exactly.
Why don't we get right into Shh right now, and then after that. Today is the first day of CITR's fund drive, so I'm going to be talking about that a lot later on. It officially starts at 5, but I'm going to... pretend like it starts right now just so that you guys can kind of get into the vibe.
Can I pretend too?
Yes, awesome. We can all pretend. And so I'm just going to start the pitches and everything and tell you what numbers you can phone and what websites you can go to if you wish to donate to CITR's fund drive. But we will start that in just a little bit. But for now, why don't we get to
Shh.
By Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, their rock band song, a song that you can perform in front of the band. at Cthulhupalooza.
Exactly. Download it on your PS3 and Xbox.
Do it, because I get money out of it.
$15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Launching Thursday, November 13th at 5 p.m., CITR DJs will take to the airwaves asking dedicated listeners to call 604-822-8648 to donate their support and help us reach our goal of $15,000. This two-week-long event is intended to help CITR raise funds for equipment, projects, and general maintenance.
Make sure you tune into this exciting live fundraising event. DJs will be programming only their best with special interviews, co-hosts, and other surprises. In addition to our friends, CITR discount card, we are planning a limited edition run of 2008 Fun Drive shirts, plus a number of special drive prize packs for donors.
In order to continue to provide our listeners with the very best in alternative and diverse programming, we need to raise money for station maintenance and restoration, and invest in new equipment and new projects.
To make a donation, please call 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. Or visit www.citr.ca/donate to make a donation online. The CITR Fun Drive launching Thursday, November 13th. Be sure to tune in and show us you care.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Torin is here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Nice lady.
I just played a PSA call for the Fun Drive, which starts today, and it said Fun Drive PSA, and then in brackets it said Spinal Tap, so I was fully expecting, like...
More dobbly?
I was expecting a minute of just, like... I don't know, quotes from the movie or something. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit disappointed. But you shouldn't be, because as Torin says, we are here to put the fun back in Fun Drive.
That's right.
Exactly. This is CITR's third annual Fun Drive. We started a couple years ago, and we've raised a lot of money for the station. Thank you very much to everyone that's donated in the past. It's been so successful in years past that we are doing it again this year. Perhaps you would like to know why you should donate money to CITR.
I would.
We have been around for a very long time. We've been around for about 25 years or so. That's older than I am.
Whoa.
Just a little bit. I've been listening to CITR since I was 14, though, so I've been listening for a while, I would say, like 10 years or so. We are non-commercial, and as you may or may not know... We have equipment that breaks from time to time, actually quite frequently. There are over 100 DJs that work here at CITR and even more volunteers, and we have only very limited resources. So our mixing board, our CD players, our turntables have all seen a lot of wear and tear. But you know what? It's all because we want to give you the fine programming that you, I'm sure, have gotten used to by
now.
And
that you deserve.
Very professional programming. And so shit breaks. The computer isn't that awesome. The internet's not really working right now. And it's probably not even our network. It's probably the computer, I would
Give
say.
Us the internet.
Just want the internet. And so with donations from you, fair listener, we can maybe look forward to purchasing new pieces of equipment. Like turntables that don't break, CD players that don't break, nice new computer. Marielle would like a nice new computer for herself at home. No, but for but for the station. So that, hopefully if that is not incentive enough, I don't know what is. But you know what? Maybe what you would like to know is about the prizes. Because if you donate to CITR, I believe you could donate any amount that you want. So if you wanted to donate like $5 or $2, you can totally do that. That will be fine. But if you donate a certain amount of money, you will get prizes from CITR. And if you donate to CITR's Fun Drive and mention my show as the show that you're donating through, you will also get extra prizes, courtesy of me and even Torin here. The first prize that you can get is if you donate to the fund drive and you donate $30, you get one CITR friends card. And what that does is it gives you discounts to many fine establishments around the city, like the Eatery, Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Beat Street, and a bunch of clothing places and bookstores as well. The full list of stores that you can go to is on a website, which is citr.ca. And then it's $60. You get one friends card and one CITR shirt. And it's $60. What is going to happen is not only do you get the friends card and the shirt, I will screen a shirt for you. Last week I was talking about T-shirts that I've drawn up and created screen. Well, I haven't created the screen yet, but I will. I will, maybe in like 2 weeks or so. But I drew up a Minotaur, and it has nothing to do with my show. I just think Minotaurs
sometimes
are really
Minotaurs
rad.
Need to be drawn.
Yes, and
I
know
that
what?
Pain well.
And I will be there to do that, but just this one time. And so if you donate $60 through We All Fall Down, which is my show name, by the way, you will get one friends card, one CITR shirt, and the awesome Minotaur shirt that I will screen just for you. And also, I believe, Torin has a pair of Cthulhu Palooza tickets.
Indeed I do.
That we should give away. Now, I was going to leave this up to you, actually.
That's a bad idea.
So at $60, you get all that awesome crap. And the next prize tier is $101.90, which makes sense because we are 101.9
That's clever.
FM. And with that, you get a friends card and also a limited edition t-shirt designed by Sean Maxey of The Doers. Now, the first person who donates $101.90, you get used to saying it one way and then it's hard to say it another way, gets all that stuff, and I believe they should also get the tickets to Cthulhu Palooza.
I think that's true. I think that's a good idea.
Yes. And so, starting at 5 o'clock today, the number that you can call is actually 604-822-UNIT. That's 822-UBC-UNIT. I don't know what the actual number is. I just remember 604-822-8648, and that spells UBC-UNIT. So call in tonight at 5 o'clock. Mention my show, and if you are the first person to donate $101.90, you get a Sean Maxey t-shirt, friends card, and two free tickets to Cthulhu Palooza, which, as you know by now, is going to be a party.
It's not to be missed. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
It definitely is, and you know what? I'm going to have to miss it, which really, really sucks, but I'm going to be out of town that weekend, and I don't...
Well, maybe you'll have another lifetime.
Maybe. Definitely. Maybe I will be blessed by
the great spirits.
Yes, by the great gods of old. And be blessed with another lifetime and another Cthulhu Palooza. But I've seen tickets play before.
It's true, so, to make your life even worse. But we're doing something very special for our costumes.
You know what? Every time I've seen them, their show has been different and special.
Yeah.
So
let's just say we're using the big screen, which is something I've always wanted to do.
Well, that's really great. That's really awesome. I went down to Seattle to see them.
That was a good show.
How many people did that? Maybe not a lot. Maybe everybody.
there were a few.
Damn it! but was really fun. I was in Seattle this past weekend, and I walked by the convention center, which is where they had the Penny Arcade Expo this past summer, and I got real nostalgic.
From 2 months ago?
Yeah. I remember back in my day.
We went down to see the tickets at PAX.
It was really fun, and it was just a nerdy time, and I played a lot of Team Fortress 2 and a lot of Tetris, and I don't know, I miss hanging out with thousands of nerds.
They'll have another one next year, I hear.
Yeah.
They have maybe it every we'll year. Be back.
Maybe. You guys are invited back.
I certainly hope so.
Me too. How about, I was going to get to some Bison right now. Bison are playing a show soon. They're playing with Priestess, who I don't like, but they're also playing with 3 Inches of Blood, who are awesome. So Bison are now called Bison BC because they're on a record label called Metal Blade. They have a new album out called Quiet Earth. Let's get to some Brand New Bison now on We All Fall Down.
Of his daddy's Cadillac. Ow! the back of his daddy's Cadillac, just to squeeze it and tack it. In the back of his daddy's Cadillac, just squeeze it and tap it. I'll roll it over, bubble, squeeze it and tap it. I'll double over, bubble, squeeze it and tap it. I'll roll it over now.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Ah, frantic scramble!
No.
No, not really.
I just like making background noises on radio shows.
It's all right. It's all right. It happens all the time. I think that's why people love CITR, because it's
homey.
It's something that they can... It's not too... out of reach, you know? It's not too professional at all. What am I doing here?
To the common person who doesn't normally do radio shows.
Exactly. I don't know what I'm doing. I just played King Kong and Barbecue Show, and I still currently am off of their album, What's for Dinner. That song's called Docket Number 8. And before that, I don't remember what I played. Probably Bison. Torin and I have decided that... We were saying a while ago, if you donated $101.90, you would get, on top of the Sean Maxey shirt and a friend's card, you would also get a free pair of tickets to Cthulhu Palooza. Quite exciting. And you know what? Someone's going to need to call and get those, because I'm not going to go, so someone should go and tell me all about it. Tell me how awesome it is. I'm not bummed out about that at all. Not at all. And if you donate $60, you get a friend's card, a CITR shirt, and a specially printed shirt. We All Fall Down shirt, just for you, with a Minotaur on it. Just because. Minotaurs are really awesome. I'm going to be honest, the only reason that I had Minotaurs on the mind, more so than usual, is because I play Dungeons & Dragons every week, and recently we ran into a Minotaur who's being such a dick.
We ran into a gelatinous cube on one of our recent... Yes, the legendary monster. Oft talked about, seldom encountered, gelatinous cube.
I think we ran into one of those that almost devoured us all the last session of our last campaign.
I heard it was rough. I actually didn't make that session, I'm sad to say.
Oh, dear.
I was too busy organizing Cthulhu Palooza.
Indeed. You know, you never think that the gelatinous cube would be too much of a threat. You're like, whatever, it moves so slowly. We can outrun this thing.
Well, apparently when it hides behind a door and you open it up, you can't even see it. Yeah. So you just walk right into it.
Damn.
And then sadness begins.
And you're screwed. We also destroyed a box of holding by accident.
Whoa.
For those of you not in the know, in the world of Dungeons & Dragons, if you have, like, a box or bag of holding and you just, like, brute force it or destroy it, bad things happen.
Does it create a quantum singularity and sucks everyone in?
Yep, that's exactly what happened. It's like a vortex opened up, and I was lucky enough to, like, run away really fast, but everybody else in my party got sucked into this black hole, and it was a bit sad. Let's just not talk about it. It's also getting pretty nerdy all up in here.
Sorry. When you talk about Dungeons & Dragons, I just had to dive in.
But
we were talking about prize packs, weren't we?
I was, yes. Awesome. Prize packs. So Torin has been nice enough to donate some Cthulhu Palooza tickets, but he also brought by a whole bunch of pins, stickers, and what are these?
These are Disc Revolt cards. They have a little special code on the back of them. You go to discrevolt.com, enter the code, and you can download all the MP3s from our newest album, The Shadow Out of Tim.
Mm-hmm. You can indeed. And that can be yours for free if you donate like $30 or $60. We will be throwing those prize packs into the already awesome prize packs when you donate $30 or $60 to CITR's annual fun drive. It starts tonight at 5 o'clock. The number that you call to donate is 604 UBC Unit, which is 604-822-8648. Just remember UBC Unit, and you're all set. What was I going to say? The next song that we wanted to play is a Darkest of the Hillside Thicket song.
I love those guys.
Those guys are so awesome. It's a song called A Marine Biologist.
Indeed it is.
Indeed. And a little bit about that song. I believe Torin is looking for a marine biologist.
I love science.
Don't we all?
So somebody suggested to me, you know, you should make a music video with actual scientists in it for your song, A Marine Biologist. And I said, that's a cracking good idea. So we put out a call a little while ago for marine biologists to send us footage of them just doing their thing. Being marine and biology-wise.
Now, how did you find these? Because you were saying previously that you were trying to contact marine biologists in, like, Europe.
Well, I put a call on, like, MySpace and, you know, the internet.
I thought maybe you, like, Googled marine biologists.
Well, I did. I did, as a matter of fact. I said, oh, here's the Dalhousie University Marine Biology Department. Hey, I'm looking for who wants to be in a rock video? If anyone is listening who knows a marine biologist, who is a marine biologist, wants to be in a rock video, with your name on in the credits and everything, like when you're on screen.
Looking all awesome and sciencey.
Yeah, then please come to us. The details are on our website, thickets.net, or you can email me at thickets@uniserve.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you forget that, you can always give me a call and I can forward all your information to Torin.
Absolutely. Well, not all of it, but a good amount.
Yeah, whatever he needs, not everything. And I was saying a while ago, lost it. Great. So will these marine biologists be, what will they be doing on screen? You know, what's their
They can
their
be
role?
Doing whatever they want
as long as
it's, yes, they can, that would be the best. That would be the ideal. But, you know, if you work in marine biology and all you have is a computer, that's cool too. You know, get some footage of you working at your computer, turning the camera, going, hey, I'm a marine biologist. You're done. That's it. It's that easy. Then you can be a rock star.
Side
on YouTube.
Note, actually, on YouTube, I've seen people that have programmed that song, Marine Biologist, into Rock Band on, like, Xbox or whatever.
Yes, we have scary fans, whom we love.
All of them are amazing. Probably not as scary as Dread Cthulhu, but
it's a different kind of horror.
They're out there.
There's cosmic, and then there's, regular type.
And so I'm assuming that everybody in the band is just as much of a fan as you are.
I don't know if anyone is just as much a fan of H.P. Lovecraft
as
I am.
Are they just following your lead?
There's definitely fandom. Warren and I got together basically because of our interest in role-playing, and we played Call of Cthulhu. And then when we saw that bands were something that could be done, we said, well, we'll start a band. And since we have no musical training...
Yes.
We will get a gimmick, and that gimmick will be H.P. Lovecraft. And it worked out great.
And it worked out very well. They also have costumes.
Oh, yes.
To come up with.
Oh,
and I'm assuming that you guys are going to have costumes for Cthulhu Palooza.
Yes, we'll have our very special super secret. Don't want to talk about them because you just have to come to the show.
Yeah. Are they new or?
They're brand new.
It's
a whole new thing. It's one night only. But I'm sure there'll be photos and YouTubery.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. I've been on that side. I've been on the whole, like, well, I'll just check out the photos afterwards.
Oh, it'll be on IMAX.
What?
No.
What? Oh. It's all just been, like, a week of disappointments. It's awesome. Thanks, guys. And so how about we get to it right now? A song called
Marine Biologist.
Marine Biologist. This is by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. You can find it on their newest album, The Shadow Out of Tim. Tickets on We All Fall Down.
Dark to
Okay, a while ago, we were talking about Cthulhupalooza and about how if you attend this awesome event, you will be able to watch a screening of the silent film Call of Cthulhu. Have you heard about the other Cthulhu movie that came out?
With Tori Spelling?
With Tori Spelling.
Yes, I have heard about it.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
Oh, damn it. It looks really bad.
I probably will see it, just to check it out.
I was told about it briefly by someone that's not really into Lovecraft, but they saw the trailer for it, and they're like, you might like it, check it out.
It looks different.
I checked it out, and it looked pretty crappy.
It looks like kind of a bad marriage between, H.P. Lovecraft and just kind of like...
Okay, it kind of started off... there's another movie called Dagon that came out a long time ago, and... It kind of started out bad, but it turned out to be really good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
By the end of it. And this new movie, I think it's just called Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off kind of looking like that movie, very, like, Shadow over Innsmouth-y. But then, by the end of the trailer, it just looked really bad. And I couldn't...
Well, I saw two trailers. One of them was, like, showed absolutely nothing about Cthulhu. And they're like, why is this called Cthulhu? And then the other one had a bunch of weird stuff at the end. I was like, okay. Well, they're doing something.
I guess so. But you wanted to talk about gaming?
Yes.
Video games?
Somebody just called and asked me about games and video games and what I played and stuff like that. And I just wanted to mention that Warren Banks, the guitarist, one of the two guitarists for the Dark Souls Side Thickets and a founding member, we actually wrote a role-playing game for Green Ronin Publishing out of Seattle for Spaceship Zero, which is also a name of our album.
One of the albums?
Yeah, and it won an award and got really good reviews. So if you enjoy the role-playing games, then you should check out Spaceship Zero, the role-playing game, at any of your fine gaming outlets.
And actually, if you're not into role-playing games, I know that there are a lot of people out there that are interested in getting started, like a lot of the people that I work with and a lot of the people that I just know through like friends of friends are really excited about the idea of Dungeons & Dragons and other role-playing games like that. So perhaps this is the opportunity to get started.
Indeed.
Maybe.
It's very beginner-friendly as well.
Definitely. And is it just like a standalone game?
Yep.
Is it just,
you don't have to spend like $1 million to play it. Drop $20 in the book and you have a pencil, you have some dice, you're good to go.
There we go. No, I've definitely spent a lot of money on it. A lot of you might not know it, but I believe that Lovecraft and the Cthulhu mythos are actually a lot more... They're taking a lot more of a role in social culture today. There's a game that came out on Xbox 360 called Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth. It's a first-person shooter, and it's quite good. It's out of print now. Can't find it. But it's very much like... It's kind of like Resident Evil, just a little bit.
I played it a bit. It's quite good.
Yeah. And they did the AI really well, and actually it's super realistic, and they only give you a limited amount of ammo in the game, so if you don't ration that properly by the end of it, you might only be armed with a knife, like I was.
Yeah, the difference between Call of Cthulhu and Dungeons & Dragons is basically when you encounter a monster in Dungeons & Dragons, you try to kill it. When you encounter a monster in Call of Cthulhu, you go insane and run away.
You try to run away because you can't kill it. A game that my friends and I play a lot is a board game called The Arkham Horror.
Mm-hmm.
It's a board game that takes, if you're planning to play it, you need at least 5 or 6 hours, but it's worth it. It's got, it's a good mix of a board game plus a role-playing game. And actually, didn't you do, isn't some of your art featured?
Not in that game. I've had my art in like the Call of Cthulhu card game and in the Mythos card game and in the board game Cults Across America.
Wait. I just played this. You have a picture of a Hound of Tyndalos.
That's for the Call of Cthulhu. Unless they took some of the art from the card game and put it into. Oh, I didn't know
that. No, you did.
I should get a copy of that game then.
Definitely, your art is in it. I'm very sure.
Fantasy Flight, which is the makers of those games, is sponsoring Cthulhupalooza. So
there we go.
And other Toy Vault, Rue Morgue, Lurker Films, Time Life, Elfsar, Kerberos, nice. Chaosium. Plant 6, we got lots of good sponsors, and they're sending prizes. Prizes Amazing. That you want.
Maybe a copy of the Arkham Horror? Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a very strong possibility.
There are Names on the Wind?
It's definitely one of my favorite board games at the moment. So maybe if you haven't played it, check it out. Or give me a call, because I think I'm hosting games this Saturday.
Nice.
What was I going to get to? I wanted to get to another Darkest of the Hillside Thicket song right now. It is off of their album Great Old Ones.
Ooh.
Yep. This is probably, I think this is the first song that I heard by you guys. I don't remember when. A long time ago. It's called Color Me Green.
Hey.
Hey.
Jones Soda is sending a bunch of specially made pop.
No.
For Cthulhu Palooza. And I've sent them a bunch of artwork and whatnot.
What?
So Darkest of the Hillside Thicket's pop, including Color Me Green Apple.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What?
And many other amazing flavors. So
that's amazing.
That, just for that reason alone. Cthulhu Palooza.
Why would you not go? Unless you're out of town. Sucks. But this was the first song that I heard by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Color Me Green on We All Fall Down. Robin's a bastard, and he's coming up next to the Inkstead Show at 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, you can tune in to Brennan and Cody. They're doing Crimes and Treasons. That just about does it for me today. Thank you very much to Torin for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Round of applause. Like I said, if you tonight at 5 o'clock, CITR's Fun Drive starts. And if you call in to 604-822-8648, that's 822-UNIT. You can call in to donate. $30 gets you a friend's card and a Darkest of the Hillside Thickets prize pack. $60 gets you friend's card, a CITR shirt, and a We All Fall Down Minotaur shirt. And $101.90 gets you all of that awesome stuff, a Sean Maxey shirt, and a pair of tickets to Cthulhupalooza, which is happening Saturday,
December 6th.
Mark it down in your calendars. You guys better go. Rock band competition, special performance by Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, a screening of an awesome silent movie for the Call of Cthulhu, and just good times to be had all around. Is it an all-day event?
I think it starts at 5 or 6 right. And goes until midnight.
Wow. Goes all night.
Yeah.
It's an all-night party.
That's going to rock.
It is going to rock. There's going to be some
rocking. I'm feeling the rock right now.
It's going to rock.
It's building up. It's not a month away, but close.
Yeah. 3 weeks.
Yes. Robin, are you going to mention Histrionics, the art opening at the Gem Gallery this Saturday?
Yeah. Sunday.
Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday.
I think there was a big change.
Comics.
Comics and nerds everywhere.
I got nothing to do
all
with
the time. And so thank you very much to everyone that listened in and called in this week. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. 604 UBC unit. Do it. CITR.
Yay!
CITR's third annual fun drive starts today. Woo! You can get awesome prizes on my show. Maybe not Robin's show. Okay.
I've got comics.
Yeah, whatever.
I've got You Ain't No Dancer.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, I hear that's good.
All right. Stay tuned for Inksteads coming up next. Thank you, Torin.
Thank you, Marielle. Could it not be bummy? Yo, you better give me that money.
CITR's third annual fund drive is on now. Call 604 UBC Unit right now to show your support for campus community radio. Volunteers are waiting by the phones to take your information. We appreciate every donation, no matter the amount. Running a radio station with over 100 DJs is a tricky business. Equipment is constantly in use, and because of this, can wear down easily. We need to maintain our current equipment and invest in new equipment as well. Technology changes fast, and the costs of updating CDs, record players, USB cables, and headphones increases over the years. In order to keep us on air, making good use of our equipment, we need your support. Please call 604 UBC Unit right now and make a donation that will keep our DJs playing your favorite tunes loud and clear.
Wanted was everything. All we ever got was cold. Get up, eat jelly, sandwich bars and barbed wire, squash every week into a day.